Hi everyone and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're looking at our news digest for this month. We're covering something that happened last year when one of the singers from Blackpink, hugely famous group, kind of sparked up a bit of debate and controversy with an appearance she made at a very infamous, maybe, show in Paris.
Yeah, infamous means you're famous for a bad reason. You've done something that is controversial or gets people talking. I had to do some research on this, Pat, because I didn't know the group Blackpink, although I am fans of BTS.
Okay. I mean, I'd heard the name. I knew they were hugely famous. Yes. I know they're a Korean band group. And the only other thing that seems to have been in the news is that there was a moment when they were like, oh, is their contract going to end? What's going to happen? Will they break up? Will they all go their separate ways? But I think they signed again in the end, and they signed with us the same studio to do more stuff. So,
well, there's a lot of money to be made in this particular industry. But we're going to talk about one of Blackpink's members. Her name is Lisa, and something she did to get a lot of attention, I would say. But first, guys, we're going to read through today's article, and then we'll be back to explain in English. And remember, today we have no Chinese teacher.
There has been significant debate after Lisa, a member of the massively popular K-pop girl group Blackpink, performed in Paris's Crazy Horse show in September 2023. Established in 1951, Crazy Horse has become a symbol of Parisian nightlife, renowned for its innovative performances. This cabaret, blending female nudity with complex lighting, elaborate sets, and dance, walks a delicate line between artistic expression and risque content. Though such a stage may be accustomed to controversy, Lisa's appearance has brought a new intensity to the discussion. Critics, quick to express their disapproval, contend that Lisa's participation in the show amplifies the issue of women's objectification. Her decision sharply conflicts with Blackpink's emphasis on female strength and self-reliance. Furthermore, critics claim her involvement in a show recognized for its erotic and seductive themes diminishes her status as a role model, especially among adolescent fans. Due to her association with the show, Lisa experienced significant consequences. Not only was her official Weibo account blocked, but several brands she represented also withdrew their support, deleting any posts associated with her. In contrast, advocates for artistic liberty and personal freedom praised Lisa for embracing creative diversity and challenging the conventional standards often imposed on female artists, especially in the K-pop industry. Acknowledging her creativity without moral judgments, they firmly support the notion that sovereignty over one's body and choices warrants respect. Were society more forward-thinking, performances like these would be considered inspiring instead of demeaning. Although the world of art often conflicts with societal standards, the controversy surrounding Lisa extends beyond her individual involvement to broader societal perspectives on female autonomy and gender norms. This situation highlights that continuous, transparent, and respectful dialogues are of great importance in creating a more harmonious society. Hi, everybody. So we've got the title here, Blackpink's Lisa Sparks Debate. Now, we can use sparks in this way to mean causes, generates, begins something. And it's a really good kind of headline word. You'll see it in many newspapers. Sparks debate, sparks controversy, sparks trouble.
Yeah.
You know, escaped tiger, sparks panic at zoo. It's a great headline word because it creates a lot of imagery with it. It's as if, you know, there was something, a pile of wood, and immediately, boom, it's caught on fire.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of feeling we're generating with this word, that suddenly something has blown up and there's lots of fire and life and energy in it.
Yeah, it's a really great word. It's very descriptive. I think you really define that really well. We use it to talk about when a fire is starting to get just going. You want a spark to get it to really start to thrive. We also use it to talk about spark plugs that help an engine in a car or truck turn over. So you need your spark plugs to get it going. And also, we often will talk about how there are sparks if someone has a gun and they pull that trigger. Sometimes you'll see a bit of a spark come out. So it really is kind of a dramatic word. So she initiated, started debate, produced debate with a crazy horse performance. We talked about how this Blackpink is a K-pop girl group from Korea. I saw that they kind of battle BTS quite a bit to see who gets
the absolute number one.
Yeah.
I think most of BTS, I think, had to join the army like in the last year. So they're going to have to like take a break. So
or completely replace everyone.
I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll wait until they're done with the army service. Then there'll be a big like reunion tour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's money.
Oh, a lot of money. BTS, I must confess, I have them on my iPod that I would go walking and running to because they have a good beat.
Okay.
I have no idea what they're singing, but...
sounds good to move
to. It is a good beat. Well, Blackpink has... it's an all-girl band. They've got one girl whose name is Lisa. And from what I read quickly, I think she's from Thailand.
Oh, is she the... I know
Thai.
One of the members was Thai.
She's not Korean. She's Thai, guys. So anyway... looks like she wanted a little attention. So she went to a place that is regarded as, we can call it a cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
A cabaret, I've performed in cabarets, though, in New York. A cabaret is usually a restaurant. It serves liquor, alcohol.
And food, importantly.
And food, just a little. In New York, it's more bite, you know, like snacks that you can eat with your fingers. But yeah, cabarets, especially in Paris, serve dinner.
Yes.
But lots of alcohol. You go there with your spouse or your significant other, and the entertainment is usually just singing and dancing.
Mm.
Okay. So this particular crazy horse is, they call themselves a cabaret, but they're also kind of a burlesque.
Yeah.
A burlesque is when you get up on stage and you kind of do a striptease, which you're taking off some of your clothes. So just imagine the girls don't have a lot of clothing on, are missing parts of clothing on parts of bodies we usually cover up. But a striptease, it's kind of like they get people excited by taking off one item of clothing at a time.
Yeah, to music while dancing.
But this is interesting because I looked it up and they actually wear costumes made out of lights.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. That I didn't know.
Kaleidoscope lights. It was described as being kaleidoscope lights. And I thought, well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So they're lit up on stage. There are only 10 of the dancers.
Mm-hmm.
They're called crazy girls. And depending on what you think about these sorts of things, I would not do this. I tend to look at the girls who take off their clothes in these strip bars or cabarets a little higher class, but not much. You are using your body to make a living.
Yeah. Mm. So what do we know about Crazy Horse in particular?
Yeah.
Established in 1951, Crazy Horse has become a symbol of Parisian, or you can say Parisian, nightlife. Okay, that's just the adjective for people and things from Paris, Parisian. And so this place has become a symbol of the nightlife there and the things you can see and go and do. And it's renowned or famous, very well known for its innovative performances. So not just shows with singing and dancing, but stuff that's very creative. And in this case is getting close to the sort of place that might get shut down by the police.
You know, it reminds me of the movie that came out years ago with... Nicole Kidman called Moulin Rouge.
Yes, it's the same feel.
Moulin Rouge is a cabaret as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of kept their clothes on in that movie, though. The one that you would go to in Paris, they would definitely be topless, just so that's clear to everybody listening. So they are renowned or famous for their very newish kind of performances. They do things people aren't used to seeing. Wearing a costume of lights is very different.
Or not wearing it.
Yeah, or not wearing. Yeah. So this cabaret, and I talked about what that is, a restaurant serving liquor.
And with a performance.
Performance, singing, dancing of some sort. But they actually blend or add to that. Female nudity, nudity just means absent clothing, with complex lighting. It is really kind of cool if you look at, I saw some pictures online of what it looks like. Not the girls. but they have very interesting lighting, elaborate sets. There's a lot of detail. It's very sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even as you walk in, the walls are just full of pictures of breasts.
Famous people.
Yeah. So it's an interesting place. They dance. But what it says here is the article says, this place walks a delicate line between artistic expression and risque content. Risque is a French word. You can tell it's kind of weird because I'm saying it risque. How do you guys say it?
Risque, yeah.
Oh, you say it the same way. Risque just means slightly shocking, especially because it has something to do with sex.
Yes, it's okay. The sort of thing that maybe some people will go, oh, this is very attractive and interesting. And some people say, oh, my goodness, how can they do that? How can they show that in a movie kind of thing?
Right. Or maybe somebody, maybe your friend shows up, you know, for a night out and they're wearing something kind of risque.
Yeah, a little bit short, a little bit revealing.
Shows too much skin, maybe. So when you say someone walks a fine line or walks a delicate line between two things, they're kind of giving you this idea that it's very close to being unacceptable to, I would say, mainstream people.
Yes.
That it's a little, it goes too far.
For some, absolutely it does. Yeah, so. And I'm sure some of their performances cross this line and some of them just about stay on the right side of tasteful. But there we go. So though such a stage, meaning the stage in Crazy Horse, may be accustomed to controversy or controversy, that both ways are fine.
Oh, that's right. Oh, talk about that for a minute, though. Okay. It's very different.
Yeah, controversy would be how I would say it, I think, for me. But I've heard people say controversy.
I hear that from British people.
Yeah, maybe it's more common.
You've been around Americans too long, I think.
I certainly have. So, yes, Crazy Horse has been doing this for like 70 years, and they're quite used to people saying, well, you can't do that in public. You know, this isn't right.
Yeah.
But Lisa's appearance has brought a new intensity to the discussion. So if you're accustomed to something, you're used to it. This isn't a new experience to you. It's familiar. It's something you've done a whole bunch of times. So, yeah, this Crazy Horse is not, it's not the first time somebody's complained and had a big discussion about whether their acts and shows are acceptable. I'm sure they've been closed down in the past or something like that and had to reopen again and promising, okay, we'll turn it down. So it's the sort of thing that the managers and workers there are absolutely used to, this kind of controversy. Controversy is any subject or anything which arouses a lot of debate, gets people forming very strong opinions on both sides, leads to a lot of, you know, it's an emotional issue that people are going to have. They're not going to be just like, well, it's normal.
I don't care.
Yeah, people are going to weigh in fairly strongly in terms of, I'm very much against this, or what? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, usually there are very specific or very distinct sides on a controversy or debate. Could be an argument. It could be kind of a disagreement. But controversy also, to me, sounds more like it's something that's public.
And it's going to upset people.
Yeah, and it's in the news. So people are probably going to talk about it. For example, I could say there's kind of a controversy over the bike paths that have been built in Taipei City because it's taken away a lot of room for cars. Mm. And so now we have traffic jams almost every day. Instead of just on Fridays or when it rains. So anything where people have very different opinions, they'll talk about that. I wanted to mention there are other words that are kind of similar. I mentioned argument.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very interesting word that is pronounced differently than I grew up reading books written by British authors. And I always thought that the word R-O-W was pronounced row.
Oh, it's a row.
I knew it was an argument, but it wasn't until I was older I thought, oh my gosh, they say row.
Yes, if it's a noun or a verb meaning to argue with someone, they had a row. Oh, I rowed with my partner last night and we're going to break up, that kind of thing.
So interesting. You could say squabble. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a small disagreement, small fight. A tiff is kind of slang. I had a tiff with my, they had a tiff yesterday. It's probably more American, but mm-hmm. we do use that tiff. Disagreement, a quarrel, but I love the row. That's my favorite, just because we don't get to hear that too much in the States. Well, this place, of course, was used to controversy, although in Paris, pretty much anything goes. You can get away with anything, and you have been able to get away with anything in Paris for many decades, and actually, I would say centuries.
Yeah. So let's have a look at some of the sides of this argument. We've got critics, quick to express their disapproval, contend, or this is their opinion. They say that Lisa's participation in the show amplifies the issue of women's objectification. So their argument is that this show treats women as objects to be viewed rather than real people. That's what objectification is. It's when you treat people as objects for viewing pleasure, not as actual people with personalities and so on. And because it's got a famous person who's been in Korean songs where things are a little more innocent, you know, a little more...
Not so much anymore.
Not always. And that I'll mention that later. Yeah. But having a famous person of this standing with so many millions of teenage fans amplifies this issue. It makes it stronger. I mean, if this was just somebody who wasn't famous at all, then nobody will be talking about it. But it's this person from this group with this following, it has amplified the discussion. It's made it louder. It's made it stronger. That's what amplifies means. In a simple term, it just means raise the volume. An amplifier is a device that raises something's volume. But to amplify an issue means you make that more louder, you push it to the front of conversation, you have a lot more attention on it.
Yeah, it's one of those times when we use a verb as more, it's more figurative, it's not literal. An amplifier does just increase the volume of perhaps a guitar, electric guitar, you need an amplifier. But yeah, if you want to use a verb in an interesting way, use this just to make your point that it's definitely increasing the effect of something. And here it's just getting people talking about it even more. Because Lisa and Blackpink have a lot of young, very young fans whose parents probably don't want them to know that she's singing in a kind of a burlesque cabaret that has risque content. So, yeah. Objectification, yeah, you explained that really well. Where you look on people, especially it's used with women
more often
than not, but you look at a woman and you don't see a person with feelings. You just see a body or how sexy someone is. And, you know, to be fair, a lot of women sell that.
Yep.
So like OnlyFans, they are selling their bodies. And, you know, I've seen interviews with some of these ladies and they admit that it's not good for society, but they're making a living. So, you know, it's our world's going to get more and more like that. We're going to have more and more choices like that. So you need to figure out where you stand on this stuff. We're going to take a quick break now, guys. No English teacher or no Chinese teacher. We are the English teachers, but we will be right back. We're going to take a quick break, though. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Blackpink's Lisa, who's a member of the band, and how she's sparking debate with a Crazy Horse performance she gave last year.
Yeah, so her decision to take part in this show, critics say it sharply or very strongly conflicts with or goes against Blackpink's emphasis on female strength and self-reliance. So that their emphasis means this is a theme of their music, their songs, their albums, that women should be strong, we should rely on ourselves. That's what self-reliance is, relying on yourself, not looking to other people to help you out or give you a hand up, not always thinking, oh, I'm going to get a rich husband or a rich family. It's self-reliance, the I can do it myself. So therefore, there's some kind of conflict here between you're emphasizing that women should be strong, but then you're dancing without so many clothes on in this show.
That doesn't seem to make any sense.
On the surface of it, but yeah. if she's choosing to do it, that is what, we'll look at this later, what some people yeah. say is female strength, yeah. the choice.
Well, we're first looking at the critics' opinion on this, their perspective. If you're a critic, you're someone who probably disagrees with something that's mm-hmm. going on. Or you're pointing out the negative parts. Well, they disapprove of this. They say this actually makes your whole stance on, you know, strong women and being powerful and not, you know, selling out. It really hurts that position. So they say, you know, your involvement in a show that is recognized for its erotic and seductive themes diminishes her status as, you know, as just some sort of feminist icon or somebody that
young
girls can look up to. Yeah. If it's erotic, again, it has something to do with sex. Usually when we use the word erotic, we're talking about films or books that
dances. Yeah.
Yeah. That have a lot of content around sex. Seductive doesn't have to mean sex. It just means something that kind of entices you or gets you to do something that perhaps maybe you wouldn't ordinarily do or just seems attractive. Desserts can be very seductive to people.
You could say a company gave me a seductive offer. I really wanted to change jobs because of the offer.
Yeah, too. That's right.
And of course, Lisa's then, if her status or status as a role model diminishes or is reduced, especially among adolescent fans. Adolescent means teenagers, the younger people, kind of under 11 to 18, I think.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit broader than teenage, but not that much.
Yeah.
So it says, how can you be a role model to these young girls if you're doing that? And there were results for Lisa due to her association with the show. After she was in the show, she experienced significant consequences. So not just small things, not just a bit of online chatter.
No, it's a lot.
Yeah. So her official Weibo account was blocked. So they said, okay, that's it. You're off here for now. And several brands she represented also withdrew their support. So they're saying, you can't be in our adverts. We're not going to pay you more. We'll cancel this deal. And they deleted any posts, presumably social media posts, that used her image. So suddenly she's making a lot less money. She's a lot less likely to get new jobs doing that kind of thing. And anytime mm-hmm. she does, people will go, oh, hang on, we're not sure if we want you after what you did. That's not the image our brand wants to be associated with.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit risky of her to even try that move because it would have affected a large part of the market. Especially if she has a lot of adolescent fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I were a mom of an adolescent, I wouldn't want them following somebody who thinks it's okay to sing in this kind of place or you know, perform in this kind of place. But we're going to give you the opposite viewpoint, perspective, and opinion here, just to be fair. So advocate is someone who supports a cause mm-hmm. or believes in something and they speak out for it. It's usually typically, it's a social cause, but not always. Advocates for artistic liberty, freedom to do whatever you want, and personal freedom praise Lisa for embracing creative diversity or diversity, you can say it either way, and challenging the conventional standards often imposed on female artists, especially in the K-pop industry. Yeah, I mean, we don't really line up to see guys take off their clothes, let's be honest. It's the guys who are looking at the girls. So I don't think that they have conventional standards that are any different from the guys. But in the K-pop world, earlier at least, it was seen as sort of more of a family-friendly
Yeah, I mean, probably closer group, to that sort of Japanese girl group model where they're not allowed to date and not allowed to be seen in relationships.
And they look like little dolls.
Yeah, I think the idea is to be safe big sisters for the young girls, but also sort of sweet and available girls for the boys to kind of have a few dreams about sort of thing. Nothing that goes too far is the idea.
Yeah.
Although, I will say that I mean, in that case, you don't make them wear short skirts and tight dresses all the time.
Well, we could have a long discussion about how that Japanese little girl look isn't actually
there is
modest.
Another side to it.
Yeah, or traditional. There is a darker side to that. Unfortunately, they wanted to acknowledge her creativity They didn't want to make any moral judgments. Some people out there don't want to live with any moral judgments at all, or, you know, moral boundaries at all.
But they're also saying, like, yeah, be creative. Don't worry about what certain people think
or do what you want.
You know, conflicts with what a certain group of people say is right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Be creative. Do your thing. And so they, this is the advocates, the supporters, firmly support the notion or the idea that sovereignty over one's body and choices warrants respect.
Oh, you say that differently than we do. We say sovereignty.
Sovereignty. Okay. Maybe we do some sovereignty, sovereignty. I could be wrong there.
Sovereignty. What does that mean anyway?
It just means you are a sovereign is the ruler. So like in the UK, Charles III is the sovereign. He's the king. So sovereignty is the state, or sovereignty is the state of being in charge, of being in control.
Right.
So sovereignty over one's body and choices means you're the one making the decisions. Of course, Lisa previously would have belonged to a studio. They would have made a lot of these decisions for her. Mm-hmm. So having sovereignty to go, I'm going to wear this, do this, and have this stuff and do this thing, it gives her actual more power. It's empowerment of a sort.
I'm going to guess here, Pat, but I'm pretty sure that her studio gave her permission to do this.
We mentioned that they went through a contract renewal, so I wonder whether this kind of took place in that gray area where the contract was coming to an end, and she was doing this either to see, can I make it in a slightly more kind of
sexy career?
Can I appeal to another group of fans? Or will doing this kind of maybe make the recording industry, make the studio offer me a little more to keep me?
So
it could have worked.
So here's another vocabulary word we have, though, is notion. Notion is a really easy idea. It just means an idea or belief. Although I have to tell you, for those of you out there that like arts and crafts and sewing and knitting and, you know, things like that, crocheting, we'll often talk about notions with an S, which means things like your thread and your needle and your thimble and your measuring tape. That's American. I don't know if you guys have that.
I've never heard that.
You probably aren't into arts and crafts like I
am. Not especially, no.
I sew. So, yeah. So this sovereignty also refers to a country that can control itself.
Mm.
There are outside forces telling them how to behave. For example, recently
Hong Kong has no sovereignty.
No, they do not. And also, the World Health Organization, is trying to take everyone's sovereignty over our health care away from our individual countries. Whether your country is siding with that or not is another story. But we want to have sovereignty and control over our own bodies, our own freedom, things like that. So sovereignty is a good word to use, not just for a country, but for a person too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see what they come with. Now, they say they firmly support this idea that control or power to determine what you're going to do, how you're going to use your body and choices over that, warrants respect. Warrants here just means it deserves respect.
Yeah, justifies respect.
Yeah, justifies it. Mm-hmm.
So, again, this is the opinion of supporters. Were society more forward-thinking, performances like these would be considered inspiring instead of demeaning. Of course, this structure is the same as the if society were more forward-thinking.
Right.
It's just inverting it a little bit to give more emphasis to the idea. Then people would say, wow, that was an inspiring performance. You've really shown, you know, the power of female choice and expression. And this isn't demeaning at all. If something's demeaning, it causes people to lose their dignity and the respect of others.
Mm-hmm.
People will think less of them because of this thing that has happened. Then it's demeaning. You might say, like, working in this job for such a low salary is demeaning. I'm losing respect for myself because I'm doing the job without proper financial rewards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, that just depends on which side of the issue you stand. So moving on to the final paragraph, it says, although the world of art often conflicts with societal standards, the controversy surrounding Lisa extends beyond her individual involvement to broader societal perspectives on female autonomy, you know, and gender norms, what we have, what we think about those things. Perspective, of course, is your viewpoint, how you see something, your attitude about something, your point of view. So perspective is a really good word to use and to learn, and use in your writing quite a bit too.
And what this sentence is saying, that this isn't just about Lisa and what she's doing. This is a question that kind of symbolizes bigger questions in society about female autonomy. Autonomy is similar to sovereignty, the ability to make your own decisions and choose what you want to happen. And gender norms, in other words, what is expected and considered normal for men and or women. So this situation, the final sentence says, highlights that continuous, transparent and respectful dialogues are of great importance in creating a harmonious society. A continuous dialogue would mean a conversation that keeps happening. We never stop talking about it. We never stop discussing it. If it's transparent, we mean it's open. People aren't hiding their intentions in it. They're just being open and honest and saying what they think and what they believe, but also respectful. Like, we don't get anywhere by criticizing and throwing insults at each other about it. We can agree to disagree and each put forward our opinion, but we do it in a respectful way.
Sadly, there isn't much debate now. It's if you disagree with someone, you just throw out, you know.
You yell at them a bit.
Well, you yell and you call them names.
Yes.
Or, you know, and then there's no discussion. We've got to get back to having conversations about important subjects.
But doing this is of great importance. And that just means it's very important. We can use of and then a noun or a noun phrase here to just replace an adjective. And again, it helps to bring a little bit more emphasis to the sentence. So instead of just saying it's important, we say it's of great importance. It kind of gives it a little bit extra.
I think it sounds a little classier. It also, it mixes up your writing style. Don't always use the same type of sentence pattern.
Yes.
There are very popular sentence patterns in Taiwan. Not only, but also is very popular. Make sure that you're learning different ways to phrase things, especially if you tend to do a lot of work where you need to write, because that'll be really important for you in the future.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's article. There's been quite a lot to get through and some quite interesting ideas, some big topics here. But thanks very much for listening, everyone. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.